What's made Crowder such a weapon on punt returns for them?
Say that again.
What's made Crowder such a weapon on punt returns?
He's obviously. I mean, he may be the best we've seen this year. He is impressive. He was impressive last year. People say that he doesn't have great speed, but that you can't. You know, to me, he's got really good speed. But I think the quickness in a short area. You know, they just play after play. You see him. You know, people try to break down, and he just about breaks their ankles. And our guys understand. I mean, they got to be. We got to cage the football, and you know, we got to cover. Both the returners are exceptional returners. Guys that do a good job with very, very good speed. You know, last year they got outside of us a couple times there towards the end of the game, and that's a couple things we've worked hard on to making sure that we try to cut the field down. You know, there's talk about being wind and so forth, and so you know those obviously play into our calls and what we're trying to get done.
Is the unbalanced kickoff coverage? I don't remember seeing that in the past. Is that relatively new or?
No, I think you have to have four guys on one side of the ball. So you know you're not going to have more than six. But I think everybody is. You know, what people are trying to do for on return teams is, and they do this a lot, is you know they're twisting and turning, and because you know some return teams. They number, okay, I got 2, 3, 4, 5, whoever I got, and then he may start here and come over here. And so, you know, what happens is in back in the old days when they had the wedge, you know, they just put a double wedge in there and bam, they go and wouldn't worry about it. But now that's why you see more of them. It's not necessarily – they're not ending up 6-4, but because, even with us, the one problem we had a couple weeks ago, I mean, we started off 6-4, but we really ended up 5-5. It's more like smoke and mirrors is what it is.
So it's more about just making a match up with you?
Yeah, what you're people are trying to do is they're trying to mess your count up. They're trying, you know, they're trying to get your guys so they miss their count and get free guys back on the ball.
What has your punt team done better the last few weeks? I think Jake is like 15th in net now, or he was way toward the bottom a few weeks ago.
Well, you know, I think sometimes, you know, the net, we had some punts there. You know, he had a couple punts that weren't the best. We had a couple punts that were inside the, you know, in the what we call the pooch area. So you're not going to have the big net. But I mean, you just got to be steady. You know, I think once again, and you know, as you get into the latter months of the season when the weather becomes a big factor, particularly around here, that you know those things are important for the net. I mean, that's really what we strive for is net punt, field position. I mean, obviously, you'd like to have a, I don't want to give up big returns, or I don't want to give up any returns. And you know, where last year, you know, one of the things that really, really helped us with our net punt was being able to, you know, get out there and cover and get our gunners down there and so forth, and you know, keep the returns to a minimum.
Does Kristen Michael have any kickoff return potential? Or?
You know what? The dust hadn't even settled yet. Other than watching him out there, you know, he got some quicks, you know, and he got some speed. So I mean, obviously but I think right now, I mean, his plate's going to be full with getting involved with the offense and so forth. And then, obviously, if Coach Purdy, you know, says it's okay, then we'd love to, you know, at any position. I think anytime you got an athletic guy that, you know, that's looks powerful and obviously has been powerful this year. You know, you'd like to have an opportunity to look at it, but that'll be down the road, and it'll be up to Coach.